In this bulletin, Victoria records 733 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19, vaccinated international students to return to New South Wales, and in sport, Queensland opens two vaccination pop-up clinics at Suncorp Stadium ahead of NRL finals matches. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales has recorded 1,043 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 from more than 131,000 tests in the past 24 hours. The state's health team also recorded another 11 deaths, taking the death toll related to this current outbreak to 277. New South Wales Health says 84% of the over 16 population has received a first vaccine and 56% are fully vaccinated. Speaking at the South Western Sydney Vaccination Centre in Macquarie Fields, Premier Gladys Berejiklian issued this message to residents who have endured 3 months of lockdown.
I'm always wary of using terms like Freedom Day, because when we start opening up, it has to be step by step. It has to be done cautiously. So whilst we're all looking forward, it's almost a gallop to the finish line in terms of the 70% double dose. We need to make sure that what we do at 70% and 80% is done cautiously and also moderately. So everything we start doing has to be done with a degree of caution and responsibility, because otherwise too many people will end up in hospital.
And Victoria has recorded 733 new local cases of COVID-19 from 56,000 tests, including a man who attended an anti-lockdown protest this week. The state's health department has also recorded another death, taking the current outbreak death toll to 21. There are now 7,160 active cases of coronavirus across the state. And a pilot plan will see the phased return of fully vaccinated international students to New South Wales has been finalised by the state government. The plan has been approved by the federal government, with the first flight touching down in Sydney by the end of this year. Accommodation provider Scape is to house the returning students for a 14-day quarantine in Redfern. A building has been deemed COVID safe to accommodate up to 650 students. In other news, Australia and India expect to seal an interim trade agreement by the end of the year following a meeting in Washington. The PM, Scott Morrison, and his Indian counterpart, Narendra Modi, discussed the trade agreement and climate change during bilateral talks. Both countries have struck an agreement to support the sharing of low emissions technology. A new partnership will focus on hydrogen development and low-cost solar programs to help reduce carbon emissions. Mr. Morrison says their meeting was very productive.
Our meeting today, we agreed to go forward with a low emissions technology partnership on hydrogen development, ultra low cost solar programs to support their energy transition. And so we'll work together closely with our good friends in India. In addition to that, we had a very good discussion about our defence partnerships.
Nations, companies and corporations have pledged billions of dollars to feed the world through an ambitious United Nations Food Systems Summit. Held as part of the annual UN General Assembly, the summit aimed to tackle hunger, nutrition, environmental sustainability and inequality. United Nations Deputy Secretary General Amina Mohammed says the coronavirus pandemic has made things worse.
Nearly a third of all food that is produced, lost or wasted. And this waste today is worth over $1 trillion. And that, for me, doesn't seem to make very much economic sense. When we started this process, we didn't have COVID. And I think the real pressure right now is, how do we take this out of the summit into the homework that we need to do?
Queenslanders are again being offered a chance to win tickets to NRL finals games for getting their COVID jabs. The Therapeutic Goods Administration has backflipped its position on rules for incentives. The TGA amended their rules overnight. 3,000 tickets are now again on offer for two finals games in Brisbane this weekend, Friday's match between Manly and South Sydney, and Saturday's match between Melbourne and Penrith. Deputy Queensland Premier Stephen Miles announced the opening of two pop-up clinics at Suncorp Stadium.
We've also been able to use the NRL being here to promote our campaign to get people vaccinated so that people can come and get vaccinated before they come and see a game, but you don't have to be coming to the game. So there's one here at the Caxton Street end right near the statue of Wally, and there's one at the Milton Road end as well.
Let's see what the weather's doing this Friday. It's sunny in Perth where it's 23 degrees. A few showers about in Adelaide, 16. In Melbourne, showers developing, a windy 18 degrees. Much the same for Hobart, 13. Fine weather in the capital, 20 degrees for Canberra. Fine weather in Wollongong as well, 26. Sunshine continues in Sydney, 27. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 28. Sunny as well in Brisbane, also 28. 28 degrees in Cairns as well, but a partly cloudy day there, and a little more humid, but mostly sunny in Darwin today, 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos, this is the SBS Newsroom, and check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth, for more analysis of what's happening in the news, as well as special features.